on the air.
All right, time to get on the air with Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veterans Service Officer. You've probably never seen me moving so fast in your life. Huh?
Yeah, you look awfully winded.
Yeah, I had to run in the other room, get the recorder going. I went in there to start it earlier. I knew I forgot something when I was in there. You know, it's tough to get old.
Lost in conversation.
That's right. That's right. Well, yeah, we were having a good conversation about the weather and snow and flooding and all that stuff. So.
Yep, and little sundrop balls that you have all over the office.
Sundrop antenna balls, yep. So a few of those left if anybody wants one. But drifts are going down out there, so they should be able to see you coming now.
You know, it's about time.
Yeah. Spring is on. Starts on Wednesday.
Yeah, and sooner the snow goes, the better.
That's right.
I love snow. I love winter, but enough was enough.
Yeah, that's more than enough this year, I think.
Yeah, so. February was a bad month.
That's right. We'll just kind of forget February and keep our fingers crossed for a good March and April.
Yes.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting First Lieutenant James Edgar Stageberg. James was born on April 29th, 1925, and Dawson passed away on July 7th, 2010. He entered active duty on January 17th, 1944, and was honorably discharged about a year and a half later on August 1st, 1946, at Camp George Meade, Maryland, or Fort George Meade, Maryland, excuse me. He was with the 344th Harbor Craft Company of Fort Eustis, Virginia, spent 11 months in Europe, and participated in the Battle of the Rhineland. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the World War II Veteran Medal, and the American Theater Service Medal. So we thank you, James, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. I think that's Stageberg.
Stageberg?
Yeah, that's a Norwegian name there. Stageberg.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
My mistake. I apologize.
No, that's okay. It's tough to get around all these names. So.
I'm mostly German with a little bit of Swede, so I have a hard time with these Norwegian names.
I have trouble to get down to Canby in South, but then there's the Polish names and things. Then I'm out of luck. So,
and Dutch.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that too.
Yep.
All right, well, let's talk about our topic here today. VA has selected 18 medical facilities to start a high reliability journey. That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, the initiative creates safe industry-wide environments with robust continuous process improvements. There was a press release came out on March 7th announcing an initiative in hopes to streamline and better serve veterans in certain VA healthcare facilities, for starters, across the country, including locally at the St. Cloud VA. VA announced they selected 18 medical centers that will lead the way in the department's efforts to transform the nation's largest integrated healthcare system into a high-reliability organization, or HRO. Pioneered in highly complex environments such as aviation and nuclear energy, those are two things you want high reliability in.
Yes, you do. That's a good thing.
Yes. They put the procedures and protocols in place that maximize safety and minimize harm, which in the medical industry assures every patient receives excellent care every time. Research shows high reliability organizations experience fewer accidents despite being high-risk environments where small errors can produce catastrophic results. Again, these are three industries that you want high reliability in: healthcare, aviation, and nuclear energy.
Especially nuclear energy, I'd say.
Oh, I'd say
they're all important.
All three are pretty important.
That third one gets out of control. The other two don't.
Nuclear energy and healthcare,
don't matter.
I think, rank pretty high there.
Yes, they do.
February Leadership Summit kicked off the HRO journey and introduced high reliability concepts and practices to 18 sites. Lessons learned from these 18 sites will guide a more impactful rollout across every Veterans Health Administration medical facility next year in 2020. These 18 sites are Manchester, New Hampshire; Albany, New York; Erie, Pennsylvania; Beckley, West Virginia; Durham, North Carolina; Charleston, South Carolina; Tampa, Florida; Johnson City, Tennessee; Cleveland, Ohio; Madison, Wisconsin; Kansas City, Missouri; Jackson, Mississippi; San Antonio, Texas; Oklahoma City; Boise, Idaho; Reno, Nevada; San Diego, California; and St. Cloud, Minnesota.
There you go.
Yeah. VHA journey to become a high reliability organization is consistent with the national safety goals set forth by the Joint Commission, an independent nonprofit organization that accredits and certifies approximately 21,000 healthcare organizations and programs in the U.S. In addition to a safer environment focused on reducing errors and preventing patient harm, HRO principles and values call for deference to expertise. Oftentimes, the patient's family caregiver is that expert. HRO will empower veterans and their family caregivers, along with employees who work hands-on with veterans, to make decisions and impact environments that aim for excellent care for every patient, every time. So, it's a pilot program right now in VAs throughout the country, and St. Cloud got fortunate enough to be selected for that.
So, been there, and there were some pretty big cities.
Yeah, and St. Cloud is, kind of a smaller city compared to everyone else, but,
right.
It just goes
It's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Absolutely.
Right.
I look at this list, and both Erie, Pennsylvania, and St. Cloud VA rank top in the United States for VA healthcare facilities.
Hmm.
And over 50% of veterans in Lockbrow County are enrolled in St. Cloud VA, so I think that's a good thing that's going to get better, I think.
Yep, something that's really used by a lot of people.
Absolutely, myself included. So, more information on this, I'll be in the Dawson Sentinel Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as
and
well.
That number is, I think, right in front of you in case you can't remember what it
yes,
was.
Yes, I've been doing this, 52...
1-888-LINK-VET. I'm reading your sleeve.
Ah, do you remember the numbers?
No, that I don't.
1-888-546-5838 or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. I will say that we will be closed from noon today until through Thursday. I'll be back in the office on Friday. So, my voicemail greeting's been changed. Call, leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All right.
On Friday, so.
Okay. Then they can always contact one of the adjacent veteran service officers.
Actually, there's a VSO conference going on in Walker, Minnesota.
Okay. So maybe best to call the linkage line then for help.
Call the linkage line, right. Or just leave a message or shoot me an email. I can get back to you as soon as I can.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate you dropping by with the info, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good, Maynard. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lockbrow Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on Vets Info on the Air. Here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.